Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And you're listening to a special musical edition of Radio Boston on this Independence Day.
Paste Magazine called our next musicians the breakout act at last year's Newport Folk Festival. Local favorites, the David Wax Museum, have a new album out called Everything Is Saved. And we used that as an opportunity to invite them into our studios.
I was born. Broken-hearted boy, give or take an ounce. And the world will give me a break, waiting ready to pounce.
The David Wax Museum. The name made me think of an odd carnival booth or an old-timey traveling show. It's not, though they have been on the road a lot in recent years. The David Wax Museum is a young Boston band that's been grabbing national attention. They're making the old new again, spicing up traditional Americana with Mexican folk, rocking out on a donkey jawbone, and winning awards, including Americana Artist of the Year at the Boston Music Awards. We invited the David Wax Museum into the Radio Boston studios to play a little and chat a little about their ear-bending blend of music. Joining me now are David Wax. He plays the guitar, the jarana, and sings for the David Wax Museum. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks so much for having me.
Also with us is Suze Slezak. She plays fiddle, the donkey jawbone, which I'm going to ask you more about in a little bit, and sings as well. Welcome to you.
Thank you so much.
And with us too is Jordan Wax, who plays the accordion and sings for the David Wax Museum as well. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks a lot.
So it's really great to have all of you here, and you've brought all your instruments. And so before we get any further, I just want folks to be able to hear a little bit more of your music. So you're going to play something for us. David, tell us what you're going to play.
We're going to play a song off of our new record. It's called Yes, Maria, Yes, and it's based on a traditional Mexican folk song, and I've written new words in English, and this is our version. It's called Yes, Maria, Yes.
Oh, you're broken, tell that ass. You're broken, tell that ass. You're broken, tell that ass. I get too near, I get too near. Oh, diamonds counterclockwise. Diamonds counterclockwise. Diamonds counterclockwise in your rearview mirror, in your rearview mirror. Yes, Marie, yes. No, Marie, no. When your careless heart invites me just to see me go. Yes, Marie, yes. No, Marie, no. When your careless heart invites me just to see me go. Oh, you spread your kisses out. Spread your kisses out. Spread your kisses out. Just like a plague, it's just like a plague. Your mouth is a water fountain. Your mouth is a water fountain. Tell me who a wedding cake is. Yes, Marie, yes. No, Marie, no. Your careless heart invites me to the same goal. Yes, Marie, yes. No, Marie, no. Your careless heart invites me to the same goal. Your careless heart invites me in.
That's the David Wax Museum playing Yes, Maria, Yes, live right here in the Radio Boston studio. David, let me ask you, you mentioned earlier that the song is based on Mexican music, but tell us a little bit more about the inspiration behind it.
Well, that particular song comes from a style of music called Son Jarocho, which is a style from southern Veracruz. And most people are familiar with Son Jarocho through La Bamba, which also comes from the same part of Mexico. And so I've lived down in Mexico, and I study Mexican folk music, and we've been incorporating Mexican instruments and Mexican song structures into the David Wax Museum.
So, Suze, you had in your hand, in the middle of that, as you were playing that song, the jawbone of a donkey. And so tell us a little bit about how you came about playing a donkey jawbone.
Sure. So David actually saw these being played in Mexico when he was studying there. And so when he came back to Boston and we were starting the band, he said, Suze, why don't you find yourself a donkey jawbone and learn it? So I said, okay, because I wanted to be in this band, and playing fiddle wasn't enough. So I ordered one off the internet. You can order them from online percussion stores. They don't cost too much.
I was wondering where you get one.
And I've just kind of been teaching myself over the past couple years. First, I started out not using the stick. I was just hitting it like this to make that rattling sound. The teeth are actually loose and rattle in the jawbone.
The teeth themselves make the rattle sound. Okay.
And then there's also a stick to kind of brush up and down the teeth and hit on it to make all the different sounds that it can make.
Now, in Mexico, is this something that is the donkey jawbone something that women often play? Or
I've never seen a woman play the donkey jawbone in Mexico.
So are you're breaking new ground here, Suze?
I hope so. I did go to Wellesley, so it's part of my education to do something like that.
Breaking glass ceilings, whether it be presidential elections or donkey jawbones. That's the Wellesley tradition there. So how was Jordan added to the mix?
My cousin and I, Jordan, we grew up playing music together in Missouri.
Mm. And were you playing Americana growing up, Jordan?
Well, we were definitely exposed to a variety of music that included a lot of traditional American music. But I think what we first naturally gravitated towards rock and some of the alt country sounds we were hearing it when we were younger, high school age.
So what then led to the draw of Americana music, Mexican inspired music? Why is this your style now?
It just came together pretty naturally, and it seemed like when we started playing in the band and bringing in these Mexican songs into our repertoire, that's what excited people. It seemed like there was something different about what we were doing and a real joyful exuberance that comes from this Mexican folk music that we've been incorporating. And it's kind of helped us expand our palette, and it's helped us kind of put a different rhythm and kind of dance feel to some of our songs. And it's really worked, and it's a kind of an exploration, I guess you could say.
Joyful is absolutely the word. It is impossible to stand still or sit still when we're hearing the music of the David Wax Museum. Let's listen to a little more of this really terrific music. We've got an excerpt from another track off your new album, Everything Is Saved. This is called Chuchumbe. Let's take a listen. David, this track too, I mean, you seem to have a lot of stories behind your songs. What's the story behind this one?
Well, Chuchumbe is a traditional Mexican folk song. It was banned by the Catholic Church hundreds of years ago because it's a sexually suggestive song. And it was initially the word Chuchumbe supposedly comes from Senegal and was brought over by the African slaves that came to work as slaves on the sugar plantations in southern Mexico. So they brought a lot of musical influences to Son Jarocho. And a lot of different words kind of crept into the Son Jarocho song. So Chuchumbe supposedly means belly button, and is about kind of people dancing belly button to belly button.
Ah, there's a suggestion.
But it's taken on a lot of different meanings since then. And so luckily, maybe about 20 years ago or so, Gilberto Gutierrez Silva, I'm told, found the words in an archive and put new music to it. And now that song has become part of the Son Jarocho canon of music. And so I heard it while I was down there and got really interested in the story and the lyrics, and so I've translated into English and written a couple of new verses for our version.
So we've talked a lot about your influences that we hear in the music, but now, I mean, you guys are actually starting to really break out and be of influence to many of your new fans. So did it take a lot of work, a lot of legwork to get to this point?
It sure did. I mean, we've been touring relentlessly for the past year and a half. We played over 200 shows last year. Many of those were actually in people's living rooms and backyards. We do a lot of house concerts, which has been a really wonderful way to reach people who may not make it out to a venue or wouldn't be able to afford the cover price and the price of the food and drink. So we come to them in their house and play there for new audiences all over the country.
But, David, so you've done it all on your own. There's been no record company yet?
Nope, we've been doing it all our own. We just got a booking agent, and so we finally have some help. But, for the last 3.5 years, we've been doing it kind of all do-it-yourself under the radar.
The other thing that's made it work is actually getting free health insurance from the state of Massachusetts. So that has made us be able to be musicians.
Huh. Wow.
A lot of musicians can't get that anywhere else, so it makes it really difficult.
Oh, so Massachusetts might become a new hotbed for music because of that.
Let's hope so.
Never thought of that. Absolutely. Do you think you want to keep it that way? Because you do have a degree of independence when you're not signed on to a record label. I mean, this is the new reality, it seems, for musicians.
For sure. I think a lot of bands can carve out an independent path and make that work. And there's so many ways to get the music to fans, and the record label doesn't serve the same role it used to serve. But I think that we've seen a lot of people and friends of ours in the community have success with the right kind of label, and so we're open to kind of see what happens.
All of you, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you. David Wax, guitarist, singer, and player of the jarana, which I didn't actually ask you, what exactly is that?
It's a small Mexican guitar that looks a lot like the earliest guitars that came over from Spain hundreds of years ago. But it looks like a small ukulele. People usually confuse it with a ukulele.
Small ukulele, but a big sound in your hands. Thank you so much for
joining
us today.
Thanks so much for having us.
And Suze Slezak on fiddle. She sings and is a whiz on the donkey jawbone. I'm so impressed. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
And Jordan Wax, he's the accordionist and sings as well for the David Wax Museum. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
So, David, why don't you play us out on something?
We're going to play a song called Unfruitful, which is off of our new record, Everything Is Saved. And this is a song that I wrote, but the words for the chorus come from a Chilean poet, and Gonzalo Millán, and their words that I've translated into English. And you'll hear a little bit of the klezmer influence on this one.
Great, let's listen. The David Wax Museum is back this summer at the Newport Folk Festival. And you can find information about that show and about upcoming concert dates for all the musicians we featured on today's program at radioboston.org.
Well, I met you at the door. Haven't I seen you before?
Tomorrow on Radio Boston, the Museum of Fine Arts recently paid reparations to the family of a Jewish art collector killed in the Holocaust, whose painting found its way into the museum's collection. We'll talk with the first ever curator of provenance at the MFA.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangle@boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Happy Independence Day, everyone.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Have a great holiday. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.